Sunny Coast News.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Our health minister's confirmed we can expect an influx of nurses to join our frontline health workers. A large number of those are former nurses who've upskilled to allow them to return to the sector and help fight the pandemic. Greg Hunt says it's an incredible result.
3,000 scholarships have been awarded through the Australian College of Nursing. Already, 2,500 have completed their training to bring back nurses into the workforce. That's an extraordinary achievement. Our nurses are coming home, and we're thrilled to have them.
Meantime, an additional 40 million face masks are being made available to our health professionals. While in some positive news, WA has recorded its eighth day with no new cases of the virus. Meantime, Canberra's assuring us our food's COVID-19 safe. The state and federal agriculture ministers have met today to discuss the coronavirus in light of an outbreak at an abattoir in Victoria, which has seen more than 60 cases. It's been confirmed there'll be no recall of products from Cedar Meats either. And concerns have been raised about loneliness across the country. Around 1 in 4 Aussies admitted to feeling lonely before the outbreak. However, that number is now over 50%. Ros Knight from the Australian Psychological Society says it's a good reminder to check in with friends and call people more, especially the older people in the community.
In particular, we're concerned that with the longer periods of isolation and social distancing, that what we're seeing is a spike in people's experience of loneliness and then mental and physical health issues.
The interim CEO of Rugby Australia hopes to have the code back up and running by July. Rob Clark steps into the role vacated by Raylene Castle. He admits rugby has been going through a difficult time, but fans and officials need to leave that all behind.
And I don't think there's any advantage dwelling on the past. My focus is the task the board's given me over the time that I'll be sitting in the chair as an interim CEO. There's a lot to do, and already we've had a management meeting and we're getting stuck into it.